2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking. No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway.
Kevin Kugler here from Westwood One with a preview of Sunday Night Football, a marquee matchup of young quarterbacks coming up as the 5-4 Cowboys host the 8-1 Eagles. Can Dak Prescott and Dallas pick up an important NFC East victory without Ezekiel Elliott? Or will Carson Wentz and Philadelphia claim their 8th straight win? Join Hall of Famer Jason Taylor and me for all the action and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
NFL Sunday Night Football presented by Mediacom. The Cowboys host the Eagles Sunday night at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
I'm Ari Wolf with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Zeke Elliott and the NFL Players Association both decided Wednesday to end their legal appeals over the Cowboys star's 6-game suspension. This means Elliott will miss the next 5 games and won't be eligible to return until Week 16. Elsewhere, there's a new starting QB in Buffalo. The Bills announced they're benching Tyrod Taylor in favor of rookie Nathan Peterman. But there will be no QB switch in Minnesota. Mike Zimmer announced Case Keenum will start Sunday against the Rams with Teddy Bridgewater backing him up. The Chargers are optimistic Philip Rivers will start Sunday for the 195th straight game, despite being in the league's concussion protocol. Rivers was limited in practice Wednesday. He hasn't missed a game since the 2006 season. And some hope for Packer fans. Aaron Rodgers was spotted taking snaps from a trainer at practice Wednesday and mimicking a throwing motion as he rehabs a broken collarbone. Rodgers is on injured reserve, but is eligible to return in Week 15. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people, each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is always one of my favorite things to do every week, catching up with Brent Bloom, but the problem is when Iowa State plays a basketball game on Thursdays, it sort of complicates things. So, Brent, you're on our AM frequency right now, 1600 AM, calling the game along with Chris Williams. How are you talking to me right now?
It's the beauty of radio, right?
Yeah, smoke and mirrors and pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. How are things in Myrtle Beach?
They're really good. It's a nice day today. I'm actually talking to you on the beach as we speak. So a little chilly yesterday in the 50s, but it's approaching 70, and Iowa State's ready to get a win or two.
What do the Cyclones need to do, in your opinion, after having seen them now a couple times this season? And don't just say play better defense.
I think the number one thing is they just need something to go well. It's the ball's been rolling the wrong way for them, and then when adversity hits, they haven't responded very well. So they just need some confidence, get some shots to go down, especially Donovan Jackson, who we thought would be the leader of this team, and he just hasn't made any shots. And it's this pretty simple game. If you're not putting the ball in the basket, you're going to struggle, and Iowa State just needs something to go well. The two new guys they're bringing in for this tournament, and Cam Lard and Hans Brace, will definitely help because it gives them a little more depth and some post defense, which they've been really lacking the first two games.
Steve Prohm talked about the fact that this team needs to play with a little bit of tenacity, or with a lot of tenacity, to kind of overcome some of the shortcomings that they have. How far are they away from doing that after the first couple of games?
Yeah, and I think they're a ways away, and that's why he keeps preaching it. This team's never going to win pretty, and he knows that this team's best chance is to win in ugly fashion, and some of those greedy games where you're winning in the 60s and low 70s. They don't have the shooters they want fits. They're going to have to rebound. play defense and then scrap and claw to win some games. And they're just not a team that can rely on, you know, the old Fred Hoiberg system of just outscoring people. They're going to have to win with toughness, and hopefully that starts this week.
It's one thing to lose on the road to Missouri, but you drop a game at home to Milwaukee, first time in 20 years that Iowa State's lost its home opener at Hilton Coliseum. What was the reaction among the Cyclone fans to that loss?
I think everyone knew it was going to be a rebuilding year, but did not expect to get blown out by a Horizon League team. So that was a big reset button, and it really just goes to show how hard it is to maintain that level that obviously it's been at for 7 years. And that was a real crash to reality. And it's going to be sometimes like that. There's going to be some growing pains, but it wasn't supposed to be like that. And I think this week will be much better. I mean, they're going to get a couple wins in this tournament, I hope, and clean things up. But yeah, losing by 20 to Milwaukee was not in the cards for anybody.
Lindell Wigginton was a guy that we had talked about coming into the year. How much is he going to grow as the season goes on, especially after a little bit of a rocky start offensively the other night against Milwaukee?
Yeah, he's got to be big, and he's growing too. And the thing with him, he's never going to be a knockdown shooter, so he's really got to grind and get to the free throw line a lot. But he's a great athlete, and he'll be fine. They really need him to take the pressure, though, off of Donovan Jackson, because they're going to move now Donovan off the ball more. He's not going to play point guard as much. They're going to use Wigginton and Nick Weiler-Babb as a point. Hopefully that frees Donovan up. But Lindell has to be one of the two best players on this team, and he'll get there. He is ultra-talented and is going to be a super player for Iowa State, but he's young. And, you know, newcomers, none of them really know where they're going right now, and they're thinking too much. And I think once the game slows down, Lindell's going to be a fantastic piece.
Brent Bloom joining us from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Thanks to the miracle of technology and a little audio playback today as Iowa State currently in action on 1600 AM taking on Appalachian State. You knew it was going to be a rebuilding year, as you mentioned, but what's going to be the key to the fan base to get them through this season if the struggles continue?
I think just seeing those young guys grow and have good games. So far, Wigginton and Terrence Lewis both have not played very well to their potential. So once they see that, see a guy like Cam Lahr that's going to play today and be a factor, to see the future growth. And Cyclone fans are smart. They know what's coming, that they've got some guys sitting out. They're going to be really good, especially Mariel Shayok, who may be the best player on the roster right now. And then you've got a good recruiting class. So they just got to be patient. They're going to take their lumps this year. But I also really think this team's going to get a lot better. And what we've seen is rock bottom. It's only going to go up from here. And I think Iowa State's actually going to play pretty well in this tournament. And from there, hopefully get some confidence moving forward.
Brent, transitioning to football, how do you expect this team to respond after a hard-fought but a two-game losing skid against Oklahoma State and West Virginia, and now playing two winnable games to cap off the season?
Yeah, I mean, they're a little bit beat up, obviously, with Kyle Kemp, kind of the headliner, being injured. So these aren't going to be easy. I think Iowa State fans are just riding in that this team is going to win these two games. I think Iowa State's in a pretty good fight for both these. Baylor's getting better. They do only have one win, but Iowa State can't expect to just waltz down there and win by three touchdowns. They've got some talented pieces. So, and in K-State, we know, is always going to battle them, and that's going to be a competitive game as well. So I just hope Iowa State's healthy and rested, because they're getting a little banged up in this little skid they're on, and they need to get everybody right. And I think Kyle Kemp will be available to play, but I don't know. I think they might even start Zeb Noland either way. So that'll be something to watch for on Saturday.
That was actually my next question for you, Brent. What role do you expect to see Kyle Kemp play on Saturday, if any?
I don't really know. I think if he's healthy, I'm really conflicted, because Zeb did so well and is a good option to especially push the ball down the field. And, you know, Kemp was 4-0 in October, so I don't really know what you do there. My guess would be they'll go with Zeb to start, and then if he's ineffective, they'll bring Kyle in. But he should be healthy enough to play, but it's not quite 100%. So I think you go with a fully healthy Zeb Noland and hope that he continues his strong play from the Oklahoma State game.
There's a lot to choose from, but what impressed you most about Zeb's performance on Saturday in relief of Kyle Kemp?
I think number one, just the poise that he showed. I mean, he gets thrown into the deep end, starting at the 10-yard line, and he engineers a 90-yard drive for a touchdown. And really, his velocity on his ball is really impressive. He has grown so much since I saw him last, and really it was spring ball that he had extended duty, and he was not quite healthy. He looks almost 100% now, coming back from a knee injury, and he was just impressive. Big arm, and he showed that he can get the ball into the tight windows.
Talking with Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. But take a look back on last week's loss to Oklahoma State, Senior Day at Jack Trice Stadium. What do you think this group of seniors is going to be remembered for most, Brent? How will they be remembered, I should say?
Yeah, I think they'll be remembered very fondly as the group that kind of got Iowa State back on the right path. And we'll really see how far this program can grow. But these group of guys just didn't win at all for 3 or 4 years. And now this has been one of the more enjoyable seasons of in the last 30 years for Iowa State fans. And, you know, the fact that Lazard and Joel Lanning and Jake Campos are all Central Iowa guys as well. They're locals, and they've kind of been the folks that have spearheaded this thing, just adds to this story. But they'll be remembered just like some of Iowa State players from the past. Got a lot like that group in 2000 that brought Iowa State to relevancy in the modern times. I think this group will go right there with the Sage Rosenfels and the J.J. Moseses of the world.
Brent, what did you see on that dual possession play in the corner of the end zone that won the game for Oklahoma State?
It's so hard because, you know, I think in real speed, I thought it was an interception. I think they got it right. But then when you look at the replay and you see that the Oklahoma State defender may not have even had possession because Murdoch had the ball pinned against his chest. So that is such a tough deal. And as the rule states, you know, if it's dual possession, tie goes to the offense. And I don't know, that's such an impossible call to make. Somebody's going to be upset, and it just happens that Iowa State was on the wrong end of it. I can't gripe really one way or another. I'm an official myself, and those bang-bang plays, you're going to make 50% of the audience upset, and unfortunately it went to Oklahoma State's way. In real speed, I think they got it right, but looking on replay and my, you know, like it's a Pruder film type angles, you wonder if Murdoch really did have at least partial control to at least get the dual possession. But in the same time, maybe the half medium would have called an incomplete pass, but I don't even know if that was an option either. It's just one of those rare things, and I always take out on the short end of the stick.
Let's assume the Cyclones win out here. Give me your best prediction as to where you think they'll be going bowling right now.
It's so hard because, as you know, it all determines from the top down.
Yep.
If Oklahoma gets in the playoff and all the way down. I say if they win out, it'd probably be Orlando. And the high end would be San Antonio. I think Orlando would be the main option, the most likely. And then Memphis after that. So my guess right now, guys, it's one of three bowls. And who knows, this will change, and I'll probably be wrong. But I think it's either Orlando, Memphis, or Phoenix, and we'll see what happens. But I'd be okay with any of those. The fact that I'll have a holiday trip is just fine in my book.
Brent, I think a lot of people knew when Matt Rhule took over at Baylor it was going to be a rebuilding job. Did you expect it to be this big of a rebuilding job in Waco? Especially due to the fact that they lost a lot of players and they're kind of dealing with the scholarship numbers right now.
Yeah, I didn't think it'd get as rock bottom as it did, losing their first two games to whoever they lost. I think two very average programs, Texas San Antonio, one of them. I didn't think they'd get that far, but if you look at them, they've been battling. What their biggest issue right now is they do not have the depth, especially on the lines, and we've talked about that for years with Iowa State, and that's been Iowa State's biggest weakness. They still have skill guys. I mean, they've got a couple of receivers that will start for anybody, and the freshman quarterback's been pretty good lately, so they're going to get better. I did not think it'd get this bad. I still don't think, you know, they're an awful team. They only have one win, but they're still pretty decent, so Iowa State's going to have to fight in that game, and Matt Rhule's got those guys playing hard. I think he is a good coach, and he'll get them back in the right direction in the next couple of years.
Brent, we appreciate you taking time to join us here on the program today. Who spent more time at the beach, you or Williams, once this trip is over?
Well, he's—I don't know. If I could golf, I'd rather be on the golf course. He's more of a beach guy. Williams would talk to a fisherman for a half hour about sharks, and that's not my thing.
What was the ghost conversation? I caught wind of that on Twitter earlier today.
So, Williams legit believes in ghosts, and he struck up a conversation with this old bartender lady, and she was a believer in ghosts as well. So they discussed their belief of the haunted areas of Myrtle Beach, and that got Williams way too excited.
All right, we appreciate it. And now that this segment's done, Iowa State fans can turn back over to 1600 and hear you and Chris call the action. Appreciate it as always, Brent. Thanks for playing along today.
All right, fellas, have a good one.
Yeah, we caught up with Brent earlier today, and if you do turn over to 1600 AM right now, Iowa State up 38-34 with 4 minutes and 59 seconds remaining in the first half against Appalachian State at the Puerto Rico tip-off, which is not being played in Puerto Rico. It's being played in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. 5:18. Now, what say we do this? We give away a $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Caller number 6, you're going to take it home, 319-366-1600. La Cantina's got 3 locations, one in Marion, one in downtown Cedar Rapids, and their newest in the Fountains off Edgewood. That's the location that has the party room. If you're looking for a place to hold your next family or work gathering, LaCantina319.com. Caller number 6, you're taking home our penultimate gift card this week, 319-366-1600. We'll find out who our winner is next.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
It's time for some straight talk. Greeny, you love your phone, don't you?
I'm updating my fantasy roster on it as we speak.
But I'm guessing you don't love your pricey wireless plan, what with all the mystery fees and data overages every month.
Oh, you got that right.
What if I told you that you could keep that phone you love, but pay a whole lot less every month?
Well, I'm in.
With Straight Talk Wireless, you can actually keep your same phone, your same number, even your same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying right now. Kind of like getting a number one starting quarterback
for the price of a backup kicker.
Steal of the draft.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Our unlimited plan with 10 gigabytes at high speed, then 2G, is just $45 a month. With nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Kevin Kugler here from Westwood One with a preview of Sunday Night Football, a marquee matchup of young quarterbacks coming up as the 5-4 Cowboys host the 8-1 Eagles. Can Dak Prescott in Dallas pick up an important NFC East victory without Ezekiel Elliott? Or will Carson Wentz in Philadelphia claim their 8th straight win? Join Hall of Famer Jason Taylor and me for all the action and hear the NFL all season from Westwood One.
NFL Sunday Night Football presented by Mediacom. The Cowboys host the Eagles Sunday night at 6:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Mike, our winner of the $30 gift card to La Cantina Mexican Bar and Grill. Yeah, how about that? 319-366-1600. That's the Hertine and Stocker text line. You can use it to reach out to us. You can also remember that number for tomorrow. We've got another one of those $30 gift cards to La Cantina. La Cantina 319.com. And yeah, you can just use the whole shebang on margaritas if you wanted to. It's the most expensive tequila you got. $30 a shot? Gift card. Are you a tequila guy? You don't strike me as much of a tequila guy.
Not a tequila guy.
Most of the times that I dance with tequila, I wind up losing. Let's put it that way.
Tequila. Gross.
I was I love telling this story. The best tequila I've ever drank in my life, I was with Ed Podolak in... Which a
tequila,
lot of drinking stories involve.
And Ed Podolak. Ed Podolak. You have my attention.
I was with Ed Podolak in San Antonio for the Outback Bowl in 2001. We were at the hotel bar, and it was Christmas I think it was Christmas night, we're at the hotel bar, and they had this jar of tequila on the top shelf that was just, it was clear, and it was the good stuff. And Ed bought a round, and I would say it was water. That's how easily it went down, but even really good tequila tastes like tequila. And yeah, one was enough for me that
so
night. But
did we just get about halfway through the story and give me basically a proverbial yada, yada, yada?
We had a Merry Christmas.
Is that what just happened?
And then somebody fell into the Christmas tree and then had to buy the Marriott $400 Christmas tree. But that's a story for another time.
So top shelf tequila and then a Christmas tree?
Yeah, well, it's the tree's fault. It was in the way of said person.
Shouldn't have been standing there.
Ben Gessling of the Minneapolis Star Tribune is going to be with us. You'll hear from him coming up in just a few minutes. We'll catch up with him, talk a little Viking football as well as the rest of the NFC North picture. The last time that we talked with Ben, he was at ESPN. He is now with the Star Tribune in the Twin Cities. And speaking of the Minnesota Twins, our Minnesota Twins, we carry them on 107.5 FM, one of the two frequencies that you're listening to the show on right now. They are switching flagship radio stations again, going back to WCCO in the Twin Cities. They were last on WCCO in 2006. That will not affect anything that we do here as a Twins affiliate, at least to my knowledge. Cedar Rapids Xavier getting ready to play for the Class 3A state title game tonight at the Unidome in Cedar Falls. That game is coming up at 6:45 tonight. Scott Unash will be on the call of that contest, and that's the reason that we're going to be off a little early tonight. Iowa State and Appalachian State going at it on our historic main gym frequency, 1600 AM. Iowa and Grambling State on tap tonight at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. The men looking to go 3-0. They've got a trip to the Battle for Atlantis right around the corner. Competition stiffening up a little bit for Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes. And
how can it not?
Yeah, how could it not get any tougher?
I just feel like they just took their international trip and just brought that stateside. We're seeing the German All-Stars just dressed up as Grambling State.
The first three games have been so bad for the Hawkeyes that I think they could go a day without playing a game and their strength of schedule would get better just by not playing a game. Oh, so off day has a better RPI than Chicago State and Alabama State and Grambling State and all these states that are just out. If you're going to play these games, you've got to schedule Coppin State. That was always my favorite. Everybody has a favorite one or two freebie gimme games. Coppin State, and I don't think Fang Mitchell is the head coach there anymore, but Ron Mitchell, a.k.a. Fang Mitchell, he funded virtually the entire athletic department with his men's basketball team. They would travel. They would go anywhere. And what are you paying? $800? Eh, we'll come play a game. If they're in the neighborhood, they would come play a game. College basketball, as we mentioned, underway right now on 1600 AM. Lots more to get to. The MVP voting is coming down the line, I believe, sometime this hour.
It's released.
For the
NL.
For the NL.
The NL.
And do I want to know the results?
The result is
the guy winner.
Who may be traded. Giancarlo Stanton.
Wow.
Is the winner of the NL MVP.
Over Paul Goldschmidt and Joey Votto.
Yes. And I still haven't seen anything come across for the AL that should be coming across momentarily.
The AL should be coming up in about 15 minutes. They've been doing it at 15 and 45 during the 5 o'clock hour central this week with the awards. So my anticipation, my gut feel, is that Jose Altuve will win the American League Most Valuable Player. But remember, this is voted on before the postseason, and Aaron Judge is Aaron Judge. He plays for the Yankees. He's got a higher on-base percentage, and a lot goes into voting on these awards, and more so than has in the past. You know, 20 years ago, you're talking about on-base percentage over something like batting average.
No.
And now somebody quotes batting average to me in a conversation, and I still take them seriously, but there's a lot of baseball people that if you said batting average, they'd put their nose in the air and look down at you. Speaking of baseball, poll question for you today, KGYMRadio.com. Rob Manfred talking about speeding up the pace of play. These rule changes are coming to Major League Baseball, whether you like it or not. That was sort of the message that was handed down today. What do you think of his decree? That's the Emil's Hideaway poll question today. Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. All right, now let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
Megan Gustafson and the Iowa women's basketball team cruised last night to a 105-80 victory over Northern Illinois to move to 3-0. Gustafson had a typical night with 22 points and 11 rebounds. Chase Coley also had 20 points, and Tania Davis was one assist away from a triple-double. The Iowa men will be hosting Grambling State tonight in Iowa City. That'll get started at 7 as they also try to move to 3-0. The Hawkeye football team had two players earn academic all-district honors today. Parker Hesse holds a 3.72 GPA and a degree in interdepartmental studies, while Anthony Nelson holds a 3.89 studying accounting. Iowa baseball announced the signing of its nine-player class of 2018, made up of four JUCO transfers and five prep players, including Cedar Rapids Jefferson's Braden Frazier. The UNI men took care of Wartburg last night, 72-43, led by Bennett Cook with 25 points and 8 rebounds. They got the win, but where they'd been shooting very well from beyond the arc, they did not look nearly as good against the Knights last night. They took 31 threes and made only 5. Redshirt freshman Cameron Lard and Princeton grad transfer Hans Braids are both available to Steve Prohm and the Cyclone basketball team tonight as they take on Appalachian State. That game's tied, or not tied, Iowa State leads 47-43 at the half. You can hear it on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. After our show today, we've got a Cedar Rapids school in the 3A high school championship game. Xavier will take on Pella from the Unidome, and you can hear Scott Unash on the call on our North and South Gym FM frequencies.
Cayman Islands Classic, I keep saying... The Battle for Atlantis. That was you and I,
that's,
right?
Oh, baby, Gary Rima heading to the beach with some Muay Thais and a Hawaiian shirt
that's
and sandals.
If you missed that conversation. And I really thought 35-30, I thought we were serving that up on a platter for 35-30 yesterday. The visualization of what Gary Rima would look like in paradise. But we didn't hear from him. Maybe he didn't catch that conversation. Guys, can I get you something to drink? We're going to talk.
You think he gets top shelf?
Oh,
at the bar?
Yeah, and he's waving those Court Kings championship rings around while he's ordering them. We're going to talk another purple football team, not the UNI Panthers, the Minnesota Vikings. Skol with Ben Gessling of the Minneapolis Star Tribune. He's going to join us next. Woodja is on the way tonight as well. That's coming your way at 6 o'clock. And remember, we're off at 6:45 tonight for Cedar Rapids Xavier as they try to bring home the Class 3A state title. Halfway home, back with more after this.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown with breaking news. Marlins outfielder Giancarlo Stanton is the National League MVP. He's the first Marlins player to win the award. Reds first baseman Joey Votto finished a close second, just 2 points behind Stanton. The Boston Celtics try for their 14th win in a row tonight as they host the defending NBA champion Warriors, who are on a 7-game winning streak of their own. The Celtics are 13-2. They lead the Eastern Conference standings. The Warriors are 11-3, and they lead the West. ESPN's Arash Markazi reports university officials at UCLA are debating how long the suspension should be for Jalen Hill, Cody Riley, and LiAngelo Ball. They're under indefinite suspension right now after shoplifting in China last week. Among the options are suspending the three players for half the season or even the entire season. Week 11 in the NFL kicks off tonight. The Titans and Steelers in Pittsburgh. And in February, Nigeria will be represented at the Winter Olympics for the first time. The women's bobsled team has qualified, the first African nation to send a bobsled team.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Iowa City Regina is back in the Class 1A State Finals for the 8th straight season and looks to regain the crown this Friday morning. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle Friday at 10:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number 3 Iowa City Regina meets number 2 Van Meter for the title. The Regals will look to take down the unbeaten Bulldogs and climb back to the top of 1A football. That's Class 1A Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 3 Iowa City Regina versus number 2 Van Meter. Friday morning at 10:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobile One filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Currently on the FM frequencies only, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, due to Cyclone basketball on 1600 Iowa State in Myrtle Beach today, taking on Appalachian State in what was supposed to be the Puerto Rico Classic. We'll step aside from basketball talk now to turn our attention to the NFL. Joining us on the program, it's been a long time since we checked in with Ben Gessling. As a matter of fact, I think the last time we talked with you, Ben, you were still at ESPN, but now at the Minneapolis Star Tribune as the beat writer for the Minnesota Vikings. And what do you make of the NFC North so far this year?
Well, I think it all changed on October 15th. I mean, a lot of it, I think, looks a lot different because of that hit Anthony Barr put on Aaron Rodgers. I mean, the Vikings certainly have played over their heads in some ways, given the quarterback situation and the unrest they've had there. But, I mean, you have to think this division would probably look a lot different if the Packers had a healthy Aaron Rodgers, and as it is, and the Packers and the Lions are kind of giving chase. But, I mean, that hit, really, if one play can kind of change the course of a season for multiple teams, that one certainly seemed to do it.
Ben, if I told you that there would be a first-place matchup in Week 10 of the NFL season between Jared Goff and Case Keenum prior to the season, you probably would have told me I'm crazy. But seriously, what has made Case Keenum so effective in Minneapolis, where he was kind of a backup fringe starter everywhere else?
Well, I mean, he's done a couple of things. I think he's managed to keep turnovers mostly to a minimum. I mean, he's thrown 5 interceptions here in the last 4 games, which is starting to look a little more like the Case Keenum that people have seen in the past, but those, at least at this point, have kind of not hurt them as bad as they could have, and I think they want to cut down on some of those things, certainly. But he has, for the most part, been able to make big plays without hurting them in terribly costly ways. And I also think his mobility has really been an asset. I mean, they've done a lot with scramble plays and getting him out of the pocket and kind of betting that people can't cover their receivers as long as it takes to be able to shut down a play when Case Keenum's getting out of the pocket. And I think that has been a big part of why they've been so successful throwing the ball. I think Pat Shurmur has done a nice job finding things that work for this group, and it's been impressive. I mean, you look at what they've done with the guys that they're missing, and you don't really feel like they've missed that much of a beat. So even when the quarterback situation is changing and could change again here in the near future, they kept rolling, and that's a credit to Case Keenum and certainly a credit to Pat Shurmur, the way he's managed the whole thing.
I've talked about this with on this program several times about the Minnesota Vikings over the past couple of years, the adversity they've gone through, whether it was the missed Blair Walsh field goal or the injuries to Sam Bradford and Teddy Bridgewater, then Adrian Peterson, now Dalvin Cook. How much credit do Mike Zimmer and Rick Spielman deserve for the fact that they just keep bouncing back and find themselves near the top of the NFC North year in and year out?
Well, I mean, I think last year that certainly went a different way. I mean, they won the first five and then it fell out of the playoff race, but I do think they've learned from that. I mean, Mike Zimmer has talked a lot about what he learned, how to manage players in those situations, and they haven't really gone through the same kind of adversity this year as they did last year, but I think that taught him a lot about how you have to keep an even keel, and even if you are personally frustrated, what you project to players is what they react to. So I think he has learned from that, and yes, I mean, their depth this year has been tested, probably not to the degree that it was last year, but they've had a couple of injuries on the offensive line that have taken starters out, and they've had guys come in, you know, whether it's been Jeremiah Searles or Danny Isadora, a late-round pick rookie that stepped in when Searles got hurt. They've been able to keep their offensive line productive. So, I mean, that certainly was what probably contributed more to their downfall last year than anything else. But the fact that they've been able to play well on the offensive line is why they're back where they were in 2015 at this point.
Talking Vikings football and NFC North with Ben Gessling of the Star Tribune in the Twin Cities. You mentioned Teddy Bridgewater. Where does he fit into the picture moving forward?
Well, I think a lot of that depends on where things go with Case Keenum here. I mean, Mike Zimmer said yesterday that the decision to play Keenum again was not all that difficult, implying there weren't a lot of deliberations. I don't think he's going to let on all of the thinking there. I think they do want to see Teddy Bridgewater. I think Mike Zimmer personally wants to see Teddy Bridgewater. So, you know, I don't think that the leash for Case Keenum is as long as it would be if he were a 7-2 quarterback in any other situation. But if he keeps playing well, I think it's going to be hard to pull him. That, you know, it could be a situation where one of these next two games here, if they slip up, it kind of creates a natural point to make a move, especially if you have a little bit of a break between the Lions game and then going to Atlanta in early December. I mean, that could be a spot where you make a switch. But, you know, I think at the moment, the thing that's helped them is that Teddy Bridgewater and Case Keenum are saying all the right things. Nobody is saying, hey, I need to be the guy for this reason or that reason. They've all kind of fell in line, and I think at this point it looks that way. But they do need to find out what they have in Teddy Bridgewater, and I think they know that, and I think that is why we will see him at some point this year.
Case Keenum's favorite target is Adam Thielen, who he's targeting more than 10 times a game the last four games. What makes the undrafted player out of Minnesota State such a tough matchup for our opposing defensive coordinators?
Well, I mean, I think it's a few things. He, number one, is a better athlete than people probably give him credit for. I mean, you heard a lot of people talking about him when he came out of college, and even when he started to kind of emerge last year, he's like, well, he's not all that athletic. It's like, well, he's 6'3" and runs a sub 4.5 40. I mean, that if he wasn't from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, by way of Minnesota State Mankato, you probably would not slap that on him quite as quickly as you do. So, I mean, he's a better athlete than people realize, but he's also, as a route runner, I think, much better than he's even been in the past. He's always been a good route runner, but I think he has taken things to a different level this year. Darrell Hazel, their wide receivers coach, I know, has been working on some subtle things in his routes with him, and that has helped a lot, and he doesn't drop passes. I mean, he makes a lot of acrobatic catches and hangs on to a lot of catches in tough areas. So, I mean, he really does a lot of what you want to see a receiver do, and I also think the fact that he was an undrafted guy, that he was lightly recruited, kind of gives him that mentality of, hey, you know, if I don't keep working, they're going to take that spot away from me at any time. I had a conversation with Adam at the Minnesota State Fair about this when he sat in with us at a roundtable, and he was talking about his tryout with the Vikings. They didn't give him a contract right away. They gave him a tryout to the rookie camp, and basically it was two reps, he said, that coaches saw where they said, hey, we want to bring this guy back. So I don't think he's lost sight of that, that it was that the way he handled two practice reps that really stuck out to them and gave him this opportunity. So I think that's still in his mind and drives a lot of the way he works now.
So the Vikings signed Latavius Murray in the offseason. They drafted Dalvin Cook. Cook goes down with an injury. What is it about Jerick McKinnon that has allowed him to not only hang around but to thrive and be successful when he gets on the field?
I think they are using him more effectively than they have in the past. I mean, that, to me, is the big thing. He's been a guy that, in a lot of ways, has not had a perfect fit in this offense, some of which has been because Adrian Peterson's around, and it's sort of hard to carve out a role for anybody else in the backfield when you have Adrian Peterson. So, I mean, that in two of Jerick McKinnon's 3 years, I think, has dictated a lot of how they plan to use him going into the season, probably in all three seasons, because in 2014, when he was a rookie, they expected to have Adrian until the suspension hit. So, all of that is to say that this year they know that they're going to go in a different direction. They know they want their running backs to be more involved in the passing game. They're going to run more stuff out of the shotguns, more stuff with zone blocking, stuff that fits Jerick McKinnon's eye probably a little bit better than the things they've done in the past. So I think the fact that they have carved out a role for him and are now in a system that fits him a little bit better than the one they used in the past probably has led to a lot of the production that you're seeing.
Ben, I saw this come across my Twitter timeline yesterday, somewhat of a beef between Rick Spielman and Greg Olsen. Greg Olsen is supposed to be in the Fox booth on the Vikings and Rams games this week. What is the deal with this whole saga?
Well, so Greg Olsen, the Panthers tight end, of course, is on injured reserve right now, and Fox has had planned for him to call this game this weekend. I think initially there was talk of him being a sideline reporter, and the Vikings were reacting to that initially, because if you're a sideline reporter, you're gonna glean a lot of things on the field that you wouldn't otherwise get. And you know, it should be noted that Greg Olsen can come off injury reserve later this year, and the Vikings play the Panthers on December 10th. So the Vikings' concern here is that he's going to be in some of these meetings and be privy to things that opponents from other teams wouldn't be privy to. So that's a lot of the concern I think that they have. I don't know how much he's really going to learn if he's being restricted from some of the things that broadcasters typically get to go to, and all he's doing is showing up and doing color commentary for the game. I'm not sure that their concern is all that big of a thing. I mean, they're gonna try to, you know, get what they can to protect every competitive advantage that they think is going to help them. And you know, the interesting thing here too is that Rick Spielman's brother, Chris, calls games for Fox all the time. I mean, he calls NFC North games all the time and is in production meetings all the time. So, you know, conceivably he would be in situations where he could pass things along to his brother. I think all of this is a little bit overblown. I think the idea that anybody is tipping any state secrets in these production meetings, as Greg Olsen said, is probably not true. But, you know, that's where their objection is coming.
Before we let you go, Ben, the Packers are a completely different animal when you look at them without Aaron Rodgers. Is there a feeling that the Vikings can be set up for success here long-term with the way that they're playing and the way that the rest of the division looks?
Well, if that's related to Aaron Rodgers, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is not going to be out forever. I mean, the Packers are going to have him back at some point, and he started to do some rehab work, I think. The idea of him getting back this year is probably a little bit far-fetched, but as long as he's there and is healthy and playing the way he has historically, they are going to be a factor. I do think the Vikings having a better sense of what they want to do on offense does make them better set up for the long term. I mean, this has been an offense for a long time to me that has kind of looked like a collection of mismatched parts at times. You want to have a better passing game. You want to develop a young quarterback, but you still have Adrian Peterson that you have to cater to. And now that is not an issue anymore, that they can say, we are going to build around our quarterback and we are going to run to set up the pass, not the other way around. I think that works better. And I think they have to figure out their future at quarterback, but the defense that they have, a lot of these guys are locked up now long-term. They're well-coached. They're hungry still. I mean, you know, the defense is going to give them a foundation to be competitive for a long time. And if they can figure out the quarterback situation, especially with the young receivers they have and Dalvin Cook coming back, yes, they certainly are in position to be good for a while. How that relates to the rest of the NFC North, I think, as we said at the beginning of the conversation, kind of depends on Aaron Rodgers.
Ben, we appreciate it as always. Great stuff. Thanks for the time.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Ben Gessling now with the Minneapolis Star Tribune covering the Minnesota Vikings. And yeah, you said it best, Alex. Who would have thought at the beginning of the year that this late in the season you'd be talking about a key showdown between the Rams and the Vikings?
Case Keenum against Jared Goff.
Exactly what we've got on tap this weekend.
The first place showdown. I think it says a lot about the NFL. It also says a lot about these two teams this year. And the Minnesota Vikings, I think they show that if you build a stable force on the defensive side of the football, the way that the Denver Broncos did in the last year of Peyton Manning, the way that a lot of other teams have been able to do over the years, you have a chance to contend year in and year out, despite the fact that they can't find a quarterback, the fact that their running backs keep getting severely injured and missing entire seasons, and they keep bouncing back from all of the adversity that they faced over the past few years. And you look up, and they're 7-2, and they're in first place in the NFC North, and it's actually pretty remarkable.
NFL action on the way for you this weekend. Make sure you check out KGYMRadio.com for the full schedule. And, of course, Thursday Night Football on tap tonight as we kick off another week of great NFL action. If you saw South Park last night, you know that they had some fun with the National Football League as well. Jerry Jones making an appearance. We'll step aside, take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle's going to have another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Still plenty more of the show to come. The Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way right now on 106.3 FM in Iowa City and 107.5 FM here in Cedar Rapids. Cyclone basketball underway on 1600 AM. Back with more of the Todd Brolenkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will close out the week with another great quarterback matchup and two hot teams as Matt Ryan and the Atlanta Falcons take on Seattle's quarterback Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Join us for what promises to be a high-flying offensive show and hear the NFL all season long from Westwood One.
Monday Night Football, the Falcons and the Seahawks. Monday night at 7 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
Guys, come into the JCPenney men's store and find great looks for all those holiday parties. Now through Sunday, get 60% off select styles of men's outerwear, hats, and gloves starting at just $6.99. Refresh your holiday wardrobe with 60% off men's sport coats, top coats, and dress pants starting at $23.99. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Plus, the holiday challenge is here. Get everything on your list for less than you think. Hurry in. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular or original prices. While supplies last, some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage and an STP Extended Life Filter for $26.99 or upgrade to a Mobil 1 filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit ferguson.com/ramvangiveaway.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
It's a rematch of the Class 4A Finals, and KGYM will have all the action this Friday night. Join Alex Kuhn and Gary Fickle Friday at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM as number one Iowa City West takes on number two West Des Moines Dowling. The Maroons won last year's matchup and look to win their fifth straight title. The unbeaten Trojans look to stop that streak and bring the trophy back to Eastern Iowa. That's Class 4A Championship Football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number one Iowa City West versus number two West Des Moines Dowling. Friday night at 6:45 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
552, baseball awards season is officially over. Jose Altuve announced as the most valuable player in the American League. He joins NL MVP Giancarlo Stanton. And now, hot stove season is officially. I know I feel like this is the third or fourth time this week that I've said that, but now that the awards are out of the way, I think we officially turn our attention to hot stove season, right? Is that how it works?
Does that mean that Christmas is right around the corner?
Christmas has been right around the corner for the last month. Whether you want to acknowledge that or not, Christmas is right around the corner. So is tomorrow's show. Super pumped about this. So super pumped that I sound like a 14-year-old high school, middle school girl here.
Totally stoked.
Yeah, totally stoked. This is tubular. Former Hawkeye quarterback C.J. Beathard is going to be with us on the show tomorrow. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com lining C.J. up with us. Not in person, but he's going to join us on the phone. Rob and I will be at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City for a KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Till 6:45 tomorrow as well, because we've got more high school football action.
C.J. strikes me as somebody who uses the word stoked quite a bit. I don't know why that is, but he just does.
And it sounds a little too excited for CJ. I think he's even more laid back than that. Iowa State leading Appalachian State. Let's get an update here on our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One Bank bringing you the Big Board updates. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Megan Gustafson and the Iowa women's basketball team cruised last night to a 105-80 victory over Northern Illinois to move to 3-0. Gustafson had a typical night with 22 points and 11 rebounds. Chase Coley also had 20, and Tania Davis was one assist away from a triple-double. The Iowa men will be hosting Grambling State tonight in Iowa City. That'll get started at 7 as they also try to move to 3-0. The Hawkeye football team had two players earn academic all-district honors today. Parker Hesse holds a 3.72 GPA and a degree in interdepartmental studies, while Anthony Nelson holds a 3.89 studying accounting. The team also announced former Hawkeye and Tennessee Titan Jared Klaus will be this week's honorary captain. Iowa baseball announced the signing of its 9-player class of 2018, made up of 4 JUCO transfers and 5 prep players, including Cedar Rapids Jefferson's Braden Frazier. UNI men took care of Wartburg last night, 72-43, led by Bennett Cook with 25 points and 8 rebounds. They got the win, but where they'd been shooting very well from beyond the arc, they didn't look nearly as good against the Knights last night. They took 31 threes and made only 5. Redshirt freshman Cameron Lard and Princeton grad transfer Hans Braze are both available to Steve Prohm and the Cyclones tonight as they take on Appalachian State. Iowa State jumped out to a 61-51 lead to start the half, not quite sure what it might be right now. You can hear that game on 1600 AM, the historic main gym. After our show today, we've got a Cedar Rapids school in the 3A High School Championship game. Xavier will take on Pella from the Unidome, and you can hear Scott Unash on the call on our North and South gym frequencies.
63-57, I should say. Iowa State on top with 13:51 to play in the second half there.
We'll keep an eye on that. Brent Bloom over and Chris Williams over on 1600 AM, and we're going to head out to the Unidome after the show for an interesting Class 3A matchup. A couple of area teams, not only today, tonight, but tomorrow. Xavier trying to stop, I believe it's a 3-year run for Pella and state championships, and Iowa City West will try to stop Dowling's 4-year run tomorrow night.
That's Pella Christian, right?
Nope, just Pella.
Oh, just Pella.
Pella Christian was a team that fell to Regina last Saturday
morning.
Oh,
wow. Wow. I think I know who I would bet on tonight then. It's a public school against a parochial school. Not that I would ever encourage anybody wagering on high school football games. If you did that, I think
people
would have
wagered on worse.
I think you would have a major problem. I'm sure. You know what? I don't want to go down that road. But we'll see what Cedar Rapids Xavier can do tonight. I know Scott's looking forward to bringing that game to everybody on our FM frequencies tonight at 6:45, 106.3 in Iowa City, 107.5 in Cedar Rapids, and again with you until 6:45. We did not do this last week because we were off on Friday, and we did Love It or Leave It instead on Thursday's program. So Woodja is going to come up next here as we bring you the final hour of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from the KGYM Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. If you missed anything today, Ben Gessling from the Minneapolis Star Tribune, Bill Bender from the Sporting News, or Brent Bloom, who mysteriously is also on another frequency right now, live calling the game with Chris Williams on 1600 AM. Podcast will be available at kgymradio.com after the show is over. Don't forget, stop by and vote in the Emil's Hideaway poll question. On the way next, it's Would You?